Dustin Hoffman, Lynn. Hackworth. Hackworth. I'll get it. Okay. All right, then. I'm going to the audience.
Careful now when you go downstairs. Careful going down the stairs. Sir.
What stairs?
I don't know. There's some stairs over there.
Okay. You can't go down that side, can you? No, that's too dangerous. Okay.
We want you to fall.
What about that, Dustin, huh? Oh, yeah. And such a good student. He was such a good student. And in those tights, he was a knockout. I'll tell you. Okay, what we got here? What is the most awkward conversation you've had on the show? Yeah. What do you mean, awkward? You mean like a conversation that I've had with someone? Didn't seem to like go anywhere or.
Right, like an awkward sort of.
You mean like one of those moments where you wonder why you're even having it?
Possibly, I guess. Yeah,
I can't think of one like that. I'm sure I've had them, but I don't recall what they are. Amanda Brower, ladies and gentlemen, raise that awkward question. Awkward. It's my kids who have awkward things. I don't know. I'm sure I've had awkward things, but you know, kids nowadays. Awkward. You know, that's all you hear. Oh, that was awkward. You know, welcome to life. You know, I mean, how was that awkward? That's not. I mean, everything is awkward. I haven't found anything yet that isn't awkward, so I don't even consider it to be awkward. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you say awkward?
No.
Who has an awkward kid here? Always experience. Doesn't it drive you crazy?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm all right. Tell him that. Got to tell him that sometimes. You think that's awkward? Okay. Kyla Schoenberger. Schoenberger. Schoenberger? Schoenberger or Schoenberger? Yeah. What? Okay, you should come this way, because otherwise I got to go all the way through there. You couldn't squeeze through there, could you? Oh, you could. Wow. Kayla. Very nice. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You're from St. Louis, says here.
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing in town now?
Well, I went to school at Viterbo.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And that's like a guarantee of a job, isn't it, if you go to Viterbo? Like, it's almost 100% placement or something like that.
I guess. Yeah. I have a job now, so.
Yeah. And that's just from going to Viterbo. You show them the diploma, and they hire you, right? Is that how it works?
Exactly. I just walked in. Here's my diploma. Yeah. You have the job.
Yeah. What did you major in here?
Biopsychology.
What? What is biopsychology?
It's basically studying biology and psychology at the same time, so.
Yeah, do you have any mayflies as patients?
No.
Really, I would love to talk to one, but there isn't time, you know. Listen, why are you doing this? There's no point to it. Get a mouth. Have a life. So that's really interesting. And are you working in biopsychology?
No, I am a chemist at Scientific Protein Labs in Wanakee.
Yeah, what do you do for them?
Chemistry.
Is it chemistry psychology or something?
No.
Psychology of chemists or anything like that?
Nothing to do with psychology, yeah. But it's a stepping stone.
If one were to get a job in biopsychology, what would one do?
You could do lots of things with biopsychology, actually. You could be a clinical psychologist. You could work in a lab. You could do lots of things. That's what's so great about it. So many things.
You're a very good spokeswoman for biopsychology. I'm still not quite sure. Mike Feldman, biopsychologist. I don't know. That would work. So, and you have a question here. What's your question?
Why is my boyfriend's dog so big?
Am I the one to answer? Is that's not a euphemism, is it, for anything?
I thought you might know.
You would be the one to know, not me. I have no idea.
It's the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Study your biopsychology. Goodbye now. Thank you, dear. Very nice to meet you. Congratulations on your success. Why would I know that, though, really? Are you the boyfriend? Why is your dog so big?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. You must have bought a big dog, perhaps. Is that possibly it? Or fat. What kind is it?
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. Okay, well, they get big, you know, if you feed them. Stop feeding them, you have a smaller Golden Retriever. That's all. Here we have a dad home with four children aged 3 and under. How is that even possible? How is that even possible, Jay? Joy? Jay or Joy, either one? Okay, this is worth finding out, but how do I get to you? Yeah, I know, I see her, but I don't know how to get there. Okay, why don't you go that way? I'll meet you, because this is worth exploring here. I want to see how this, because I have a biopsychologist here. Who could help you with this, possibly. We find out how this is possible to have four children aged 3 and under. Did you run the numbers on this? Is that even possible?
It is possible. He's home. 4 children, 3 and under.
Yeah.
They're not all mine, though. No, okay. No, I'm here with a girlfriend.
You're with a girlfriend? Hi.
Two of them are hers, and he volunteered to take all four of them.
Oh, he's just watching them. He doesn't actually own them.
No.
Oh, okay.
But he did apparently call in reinforcements, so there's one other dad there with one other girl. So now two dads, 5 girls, under 3.
Okay. All right.
Well, Lord help us.
I was worried about from a biological standpoint. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Yes.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. See.
What? I'm just getting started. Look at all the cards I got to go through yet. How could I do that? Okay, one more. I'll do one more. Let's see who's next. Do you think the CIA invented Facebook? Yeah. I believe in every conspiracy theory, and sometimes they conflict, so it's hard on a guy. I think everything is conspiracy. And just saying that is part of a conspiracy. So, I'll do one more, just one more, okay? I'm becoming a parent in August. What I need to know? Contraception? Okay, one more, because that was a throwaway line. Is it really better to be lucky than good? I don't know. I can't answer to that. I've been lucky, and sometimes I've been good, but not all the time. I teach human resources at Black Hawk Technical College. I'm landlady to 4 college guys. Should I shampoo the carpet today? Are they out of the house? Where are we? Yes? Yes, are they out of the house?
Just one. I still have one there.
Okay. When he goes, shampoo. Oh. And shampoo him, too, while you're at it, because they never know what they bring in. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Oh, I will get to that, I promise you. And because you didn't get a chance the first time, how about this time, man? You know, I don't want people to think just because they do this that they can get on the show. So come on down here. But don't think that. You are a screamer. Holy cow.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Better.
Did you take your meds or not? What's your name?
AJ.
AJ?
AJ.
Okay, do you go to school here, or?
No. I work at Aquinas Catholic Schools here in La Crosse.
You do? Catholic schools?
Okay. I don't teach.
No, what do you do?
I do communications and marketing work.
Okay, good. AJ?
Yeah?
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because those 3 lovely people here and myself are the top trivia team in La Crosse.
No kidding. Boy, I wish this was trivial. You'd have a leg up on it. Speaking of which, come on up here and climb this stage. You good? Okay. It's AJ. You heard about her. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Have a seat there if you would. Oh, right there. Top trivia team. What's your team? What's your team called?
We're the Roaring Cheetahs.
Oh, the Roaring Cheetahs.
It's funny because cheetahs don't roar.
No, they don't. That makes it extra funny. Okay. So in the course of your daily job, what do you do? You want to come in a little bit, please? Yeah. Not that we won't hear you.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Let's see. I do lots of print advertising in the La Crosse Tribune and write press releases. And
you do, yeah.
One of the more glamorous parts of my job is I get to look at all the obituaries for alumni that have died.
Oh, wonderful.
And we send sympathy cards. And
you do, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You tone it down a little bit for the sympathy card?
Yes.
Because not everyone can take that the right way. Okay. Hey, that's great, AJ. And hobbies, so trivia, obviously your biggest hobby.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And would anything else, anything athletic or sports? Or?
Well, I have two cats.
Okay.
I'm single.
Oh, are you? How did that happen? All right. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's give you one day to mate. How about that? Put a little...
Challenge accepted.
Okay. AJ. So then, let's just see... help me out here, will you?
Yes. People who may want to play the quiz at home.
Yes, that's right.
They are going to pick up the phone.
Or mate, if you want to mate.
Yeah. Ask AJ out, maybe. They dial 608-784-2043. And then you ask them a qualifying question.
What? Oh, okay. the question is, where are the most bars per 1 mile stretch of any street in America? That's the question. Let's go to the phones right now and see if anyone knows that. And Ben's in there from Viroqua. Hey, Ben.
Hello, this
Viroqua.
Is Ben.
What?
Hello, this is Ben.
Ben? Hi, Ben.
Hi.
You feel like mating, Ben? Got a little treat for you.
Not this weekend. My wife's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, what is better than that?
Perfect timing.
Come on. Use your biopsychology. What's the matter with you? Ben, you know where the most bars per 1 mile stretch of any street in America?
I know it's not here in Vernon County because this is a dry county still.
Oh, is it still? I'm sorry.
Yep, not just American Legions and VFWs and those kind of affiliations.
Okay.
But I don't know. Is there a Pearl Street?
A Pearl Street?
Yep.
La Crosse.
There is a Pearl Street, but I don't think that's the winner, though. No. Sorry, okay. Ben. Barry. Sorry, Barry. Barry. Sorry, Barry. Dan's on the line from Casanova.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hi. What was the question again?
Yeah, the street that has the most bars per mile of any street anywhere. Could be around here.
It's in La Crosse.
Yeah. Is there a number?
River Street.
Like a number you might associate with it?
Like,
between one and three?
Yeah, like 2nd Street.
No, Dan, no.
What?
2nd Street, you're going to find nothing. No, I'm sorry, Dan. You know, I can lead you there, but I can't make you drink. okay, Mike, you're in Coon Valley. You should know this.
You bet I do.
Yeah.
3rd Street.
3rd Street! Oh! Oh, no, better not. Okay. Mike, are you single?
No, I actually met my wife on 3rd Street.
Oh. That's a good basis, don't you think? Because then you have something in common, and, you know.
I was
good.
There last night.
You were? Oh, you were? Yeah. Yeah? Working the crowd? Did people know you were there? Or do you get sullen when you drink?
You don't
away now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Mike, this is AJ.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, AJ?
Good.
And you're Mike. You know that. And the two of you right now are a team, okay?
Okay.
All right. A little enthusiasm, please, from Mike. Be nice. So, okay, then what do we got there?
Categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Mike, you pick the first one. What would you like?
I'll go science.
Science it is. Okay. How well the male sparrow feathers the nest determines one of the following. Is it A, what attention the female will show him, B, the number of eggs the female lays, or C, how desirable his traits are?
Let's see.
Talk it over now.
I'd probably say A.
What attention the female will show him?
Yeah, what attention the female would show him.
How? What does he do with the nest? It's better.
He feathers it.
He feathers it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read him again?
Yes. What attention female shows him, number of eggs the female lays, or how desirable his traits are?
A, I think. Mike, A.
He said A?
Yeah, I said A.
A.
No, I'm sorry. It's B, the number of eggs the female lays.
Oh, how do they know that?
Oh, how do they know that? What do you mean by that?
They don't get the eggs till after they mate.
There's no way of knowing. We have a biopsychologist who know that for a fact in the audience.
Did we just lose?
No, you didn't.
Sadly, that is zero right and one wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
You'll bounce back, AJ. I know you.
People, please. People.
Now, see, you're going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting.
We're losing.
You're getting, oh, God, you're so. People? Okay. Hang in there. I don't want to lose you. Percentage of people in La Crosse who would rather take out the trash than take their meds.
No way.
Is it 37%, 47%, or 57%? People in La Crosse rather take out the trash than take their meds.
There's some crazy people around here.
Oh, no. Really? You mean like, how close? I'm just kidding you. You know that, AJ. I'm a kidder. 37, 47, or 57%?
Mike?
I would lean more towards 37.
Or 47 or 57.
Oh. But 37 sounds kind of low, so.
Yeah.
47.
47? She's thinking 47. Yes, 47% is right. Okay, good. Now we're getting somewhere. All
right. That's one right and one wrong.
Okay. What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay.
Let's go to school.
School? Okay. Back to school. Nathan Myrick, explain.
Nathan Myrick?
Nathan Myrick, explain. Yes. AJ, go ahead.
You mean do it in Myrick Park?
Yeah. The Myrick Hickson Park. There used to be, I used to go when I was little, and there was like this tugboat thing that you put a quarter in and you'd go around. Oh. And they had groundhogs, and it was Monkey Island. There's monkeys on an island.
Okay, we'll accept that. Explain it. He was kind of the founder of modern day or whatever. First trading post or whatever.
That is two right and one
wrong. Oh, very exciting. Now, what's left?
Current events, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. AJ? Current events or odds and ends.
It's a big decision.
It is, really.
Odds and ends, please.
Or current events. Nationally, the fire department of the city of La Crosse is number one, number two, or number three in extractions.
That includes,
building, trench, confined spaces, bluff rescue.
I hope they're number one.
Or two or three. It's pretty good, any one of them. It's for the number, they're way up in the top.
Yeah, they're all good.
I know they're in the top three for extractions by a fire department.
I'll go with you, Mike. I don't understand the question.
Oh, okay.
I don't think number one is right. I'm thinking someone's got to be a little bit better. Let's try two.
Okay. A couple people might be better, though. It might be a couple apartments.
Three.
That
I'm
specialize,
feeling
three. LA probably has got all this
three.
Fancy equipment and
three.
Stuff. And
I agree.
Yes, three is right. Holy cow, they won the kid.
AJ, you may find wholeness with a generous certificate toward a wide variety of retreats and spiritual living programs sponsored by the Franciscan Spirituality Center on Market Street in La Crosse since 1985. Then approach edible sainthood with a basket of cheeses, maple syrup, and honey from St. Bridget's Meadow, a certified organic farm and dairy with 36 lovely Jersey cows, along with grass-fed beef and pastured hogs located east of La Crosse and farming gracefully since 2006. Mike, you've won a trip across the border into Minnesota, where summer, you can connect to great art inspired by water with a pair of passes to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum in Winona, along with a handsome catalog of their collections. And then hit the books with a set of titles from the D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics and Leadership at Viterbo University, helping people to develop leadership abilities to further the common good in communities and organizations. Congratulations to you both.
Congratulations, AJ! Thank you very much. Mike, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing.